My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about 7 simple copy hacks that will allow you to sell anything. Neil, what's number one?
Sure. Number one for you is taking a look at what everyone in your space is doing. So everyone in your space, let's say they're an email marketing solution. They're going to be talking about affordable email marketing, or they're going to be talking about email automation or whatever it is. It can even be the same thing with teeth whitening. Teeth whitening that does X, Y, and Z or within 30 minutes or whatever it may be. You're going to have competition. Instead of taking your copy and making it similar to theirs, take your copy and focus on a niche. So if you're doing email marketing for bloggers, right? If you're doing teeth whitening, you could end up doing this whole teeth whitening thing around teeth whitening for actresses or models or whatever it may be. You're like, are you on screen all the time? Are you taking photos? Well, you can't just have your teeth white. They have to be super pearly white, so much so that they have to blind people. Our teeth whitening solution is perfect for you because it makes it super white. Right? By going so specific after niche, even if the product is all the same, but you can tailor it more to a specific audience, you'll notice that your conversions will go up. Yes, you may be feeling out that you're leaving out a big market, but in general, by carving a niche, what you'll find is, funny enough, it'll help you generate more revenue, and then later on, you can expand from there.
Number two, if you check out our friend backlinko.com, that's Brian Dean. If you look at all his posts, he only has about 30-ish, 32-ish posts on his site. But if you look at every single one, they're very easy to read. We're talking each paragraph is literally 1 to 3 sentences or so, and it's just very easy to continue down. What happens is you actually end up reading a 4,000-word post, and you have no idea what happened to you because it was so simple to read. Now, I believe he wrote a post on this. I could be wrong here, but I believe it's called Bucket Brigades, and I might have talked about this in the past, but just having something that's simple and easy to read when it comes to email marketing or from blogging, for example, just makes it very easy to get people to the end. And I think a lot of people struggle with that because they write walls of text that are just really difficult to follow and really overwhelming. So people tend to give up.
Number three, everyone talks about testimonials, but they use testimonials in a wrong way. They put them at the bottom of their page or on their checkout page, or they sprinkle them throughout their webpage. And that doesn't really help. Instead, when you're trying to make a point with your product or service, you want to integrate the testimonials and the case studies that prove the point. And you don't just want to put one. You want to talk about, hey, this tactic or this strategy or this product is so effective when we're talking about teeth whitening or doubling your traffic or whatever it may be, that it's not just one person that saw this, it was three people. And here's someone who is an industry expert who believed it couldn't happen, then they used it, and look, it worked for them as well. But by not necessarily just sprinkling it through, by integrating it and more so making it a story, what you'll find is it'll boost your conversions versus just saying, hey, testimonials and case studies can help boost conversions, so I'm going to sprinkle them throughout my webpage.
Number four, go to emaildrips.com. There are a ton of email drip campaigns in here, basically from onboarding to the following seven emails or so. This is basically another site to draw inspiration for, not just because it's emails, but I mean, any kind of copy at all will give you inspiration on what you should be doing next. So I always like tools like this, or not tools like this, but websites like this that give me ideas.
Number five, do the opposite pitch that you're doing on your main sales page or landing page. Here's what I mean by this. Someone lands on your website, whether it's through a paid ad or organic or social media, you're pitching them. You're using logic or emotion to make your sell. It's typically one or the other. Sometimes it's both, but it's usually one or the other. Most of the people who come to your webpage won't convert. You're lucky if a few percentage point all the way up to 5% convert into a paying customer. Take everyone else who didn't convert, look at your ideal regions, do remarketing to them. So for example, you know, we mainly service the US. So if we get people in South Africa coming to a site, even if they have money, we don't really remarket to them because we don't serve that region. But we'll take all the US people, remarket to them, and send them to a landing page that has a total opposite pitch. So if our main pitch that they first saw was logical and they didn't buy, we know that, hey, that probably didn't answer all of their objections. So by making the same pitch and sending them to the same exact landing page won't really convince them to buy again. Instead, we send them to a page that's the total opposite. It'll probably make an emotional pitch, and we generate a lot of sales by doing that one little simple thing.
Yeah, the final thing I'll add from my side is generating a sense of urgency. I think even in, this is just human psychology, right? So having some sense of urgency, whether it's a three sequence or a 3-day, you know, this is expiring in 3 days or this deal is going away. There's a ton of different examples out there. If you go to swiped.co, that's swiped.co, you're going to get a lot of different examples out there. So you got Frank Kern, you got Ryan Dice, you got a lot of different copywriters, you got the Gary Halperts of the world. Just it'll show you they do have some urgency related copy out there, whether it's emails, blog posts, whatever it is exactly. You can see it all there. I recommend it. Just don't forget, we're all humans. When we see something that's urgent, we're going to go out there, we're going to go and do it. If you don't have urgency, it's not going to help you in terms of getting more sales. So do we have any more?
Yeah, one more for me. Last but not least, a lot of you guys have landing pages and they're long. And when you have long landing pages, you put call to actions throughout your page. That's the right thing to do. But when you're using your call to actions, they're probably very similar text and messaging to the one at the top. Instead, what you want to do is throughout every section, when you're describing a different product or feature or a subset of your product, you want to make sure the call to action is very relevant. So for example, on Crazy Egg, we're running a test and we found this to be very effective. When we're talking about the heat map feature, our call to action is show me my heat map. When we're talking about our A-B testing feature, our call to action is start an A-B test. When we're talking about our scroll map feature, our call to action is something around show me my scroll map. As you can see, we're relating to the call to action to every single section of the homepage or the landing page that they're reading. And by doing that, the conversions go up. So make sure you're just not sprinkling call to actions throughout your long landing pages, but more so each one in each section is relevant to the copy right then and there.
All right, so that's it for today. But if you want to go get our marketing goodies, just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.